Chapter 2. Mr. Mason. The next morning, Julie woke up early and looked out of her window at the pink and orange sunrise. "It's my third day in Kenya. It's so beautiful," she thought. After a quick breakfast, she went for a walk around the hotel. At the car park, she saw a green Jeep with the words, "For Rent, Masai Hotel." Suddenly, she had an idea. "The driver won't take me to the waterhole," she thought, "but I can rent a Jeep and drive there. I've got my international driving license here." Julie walked into the lobby and went to the reception desk. She smiled at the receptionist. "Good morning," she said. "My name is Julie O'Neill, and I'm staying in room 112. Can I rent a Jeep, please? I've got my international driving license here." The receptionist looked uncomfortable. "I'm sorry, we haven't got any Jeeps for rent today, but you can rent a car. You can still drive around the reserve, but you can't go on the dirt roads in a car." "Oh, I see. Okay," Julie sighed. Then Julie heard a little voice in her head. "Okay? It's not okay. The road to the waterhole is a dirt road. You need a Jeep to get there, not a car. Come on, stop being shy. Say something." Julie took a deep breath and said to the receptionist, "I'm sorry, but I really need a Jeep, not a car. I saw a green Jeep outside. Can I use that one?" "I'm sorry, that's not for rent today," the receptionist answered quickly. "It's dirty and it must be cleaned." "I don't mind if it's dirty," Julie insisted. "I really want to go to the waterhole." "I'm sorry, Miss O'Neill, but those are the manager's orders," the receptionist said, looking at a room at the end of the lobby. Julie saw a sign on the door saying, "George Mason, Manager." Julie stopped. Then she made a decision. She couldn't be shy now. She needed a Jeep, and she was going to try to get one. Julie walked to the manager's office and knocked on the door. A voice said, "Come in." And Julie walked into the room. George Mason was sitting at his desk. Julie introduced herself and explained her problem. "I need to rent a Jeep," she said. The manager was very polite. "Please let me explain," he said patiently. "This is a 5-star hotel, one of the best in Kenya. Our Jeeps have to be cleaned and repaired so that they are comfortable and safe for our guests. I'm responsible for this. I'm sorry, but I can't help you." Julie could see that Mr. Mason wasn't going to change his opinion. "I understand," she said. "Well then, I'll take a car." "In my opinion, you should go in the tourist bus," Mason suggested. "It's much safer." "Thanks, but I like being independent," Julie said firmly. "I want to look for the elephants today, and I think I know where to find them." Then she added with a smile, "I'm not leaving the land of the elephants without seeing any elephants." "You can't drive on a dirt road with a car," Mason said firmly. Suddenly he added, "You look very young to drive. Can I see your international driving license?" "Yes, of course." Julie took out her driving license and gave it to him. Mason checked it carefully, and Julie looked around the office. On a wall above the door, she saw 4 TV screens. Each one showed a different area of the hotel. On one of the screens, she could see the receptionist talking to 2 people in the lobby. "Your license is only 6 months old," Mason said, and Julie turned to him again. "You haven't had much experience in driving. I really don't think it's a good idea to drive around the nature reserve alone in a car. It's rained a lot recently. Some areas of the reserve are very muddy, and you can get stuck in the mud. But it's only August, Julie said. The rainy season doesn't start until November. Mr. Mason was surprised by Julie's answer.
I see you know a lot about Kenya, he said.
Just then, the phone rang.
Please excuse me, Miss O'Neill. I hope you enjoy your stay here.
Julie walked out of the office and stood in the lobby. She was perplexed. She didn't know why, but she had a feeling Mason was trying to stop her. From what? From driving? From seeing the elephants? From getting stuck in the mud? Julie walked to the hotel garden and looked at the ground. It was very dry. Mud? What mud? It hasn't rained recently, she thought. Something strange is happening here, and I'm going to discover what it is.